Disney Plus She-Hulk pilot mercilessly mocked for cringy, over-the-top feminism. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 21, 2022. Viewers took to social media to mock the first episode of Marvel Studios/Disney Plus's new show She-Hulk, Attorney at Law for being a woke, feminist disaster. In the show based off the Marvel Comics, attorney Jennifer Walters, Tatiana Maslany, who is a cousin of Bruce Banner, Mark Ruffalo, also known as the Hulk, also transforms into a Hulk after she gets into a car crash, because some of Banner's blood falls into an open wound on her skin. After becoming a superhero, which she hates, Banner tells her that she needs to work on controlling this new part of herself, informing her the triggers are anger and fear, to which Walters responds with a self-important feminist tirade. "Those are like the baseline for a woman just existing," she says. "Here's the thing, Bruce. I'm great at controlling my anger. I do it all the time. When I'm catcalled in the street, when incompetent men explain my own area of expertise to me, I do it pretty much every day, because if I don't I will get called emotional, or difficult, or might just literally get murdered. So, I'm an expert at controlling my anger, because I do it infinitely more than you," she adds, doing her best bobblehead impression to show just how deep that rage at everyday microaggressions goes. Watch below. Viewers quickly took to social media to eviscerate the series riddled with woke tropes. One Twitter user referred to the clip as whiny feminist writing. "This aspect of the show is going to make all the right people incredibly angry," another wrote. "Do men enjoy certain privileges just because of their sex? Yes. But so do women. Life is a complicated mix of advantages and burdens. For both sexes," another Twitter user pointed out. "Apparently just being a woman is more difficult than living in fear for years on the fringes of society because you know that even the slightest hint of anger could transform you into an unstoppable killing machine," another reacted. "Can't wait till she tells Daredevil how privileged he is," another quipped. One Twitter user pointed out that 2 seconds into the show, viewers get a glimpse of Walter's bookshelf, which includes bobbleheads of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and former First Lady Michelle Obama, and a UCLA mug, among other items. Even the social media users who praised the scene were laughed at for their commentary that appeared to be nothing more than woke virtue signaling. "The scene where Jen explains how she's able to control her anger was easily my favorite moment of this episode," journalist Matt Ramos wrote. "As a man, it's something I didn't think about. Also makes me appreciate how this show was written and directed by women. Save some chicks for the rest of us, bro," reacted I'm Right host Jesse Kelly to Ramos' tweet. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.